there. I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This week, I'm going to talk to a podcasting mentor named Julie Marty Pearson. She's a visibility coach and a podcasting mentor who supports purpose-driven women to amplify their voices through podcasting. Julie specializes in launching indie podcasts and also teaching strategic podcast guesting to increase your visibility, your credibility, and your confidence. As the founder of Podcast Your Story, Julie leads a thriving community, group programs, and coaching experience that empower women to share their stories and expand their impact. So look, guys, if you want to start a podcast or you have a podcast and you want to build it, make it better, Julie is a girl for you to listen to. So jump into this podcast and we'll get going. Hi, I'm excited. And I was frozen there for a minute. This has been such a weird Zoom day, but I'm glad to have you on the show, Julie. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I was just talking about this tech. We never know what's going to happen.
Exactly. It's like, does the internet work? Does Zoom work? Does Trello work? I don't know. Nothing seems to be working today. So I'm just glad that we're here and we appear to be live. We appear to be recording. So all is well. Hey, so let's talk about your backstory. I know you're a podcaster and a podcast mentor. What road took you there?
Well, you know, I would say before COVID, I spent almost 20 years in higher education. I taught psychology and statistics, and I worked as staff and administrator in a variety of roles doing assessment and accreditation work. I had left my last job for health reasons to have surgery, and I was kind of coming out of that when COVID hit, and so I couldn't get another job if I wanted to because the schools were all closed. So that was kind of my moment to decide, what do I want to do now? I had already been kind of thinking about leaving that world, and so that's when I started my own online coaching business around career coaching. And I took all the classes on business and running a business, including podcasting. And so that's where it started for me. And I started a podcast about pets, which is something I love and I'm passionate about just for fun. And I realized, ooh, I love this. Because, you know, with a psychology background, interviews, all of that is kind of second nature for me. And so I really enjoy that part of it. And cut to a couple years ago, and I shifted my whole business into podcasting and helping other women start their own.
That's fantastic. I love the story. You know, sometimes life forces us to do what we were going to do anyhow, which just happened to me, myself. So it's great. The universe just kind of responds to us. And I'm like, okay, Julie, it's time for you to exit. You're ready to exit anyhow. So let's get going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not so really easy at the time, but looking back, it all happens for a reason.
Yeah. At the time, you're like, this is chaos. This is crazy. What do you mean I can't get a job? What do you mean I can't teach? I'm a teacher.
Yep.
And here you are still teaching. I love the fact that you did accreditation and that kind of thing. I work for the board certification for organizers right now, helping do the exams. And it's really fulfilling work. But I definitely would not want to do that full time. You know, I get it. I get it. And I'm sure you're much more immersed in it than I was. So talk to me about, so you started coaching, but did you start coaching for podcasters or do you just start coaching for women that are trying to find their way?
I was kind of already doing that with career coaching. I was helping women with, finding new jobs, career pivots, figuring out what's next. And then as I got more immersed in podcasting and a part of the community, I really realized there was such a need for help with podcasting. And, you know, a lot of women hold themselves back, think, oh, no one wants to hear my story or what I have to say and all of that. So a lot of my coaching has become helping women entrepreneurs figure out what part of podcasting is right for them. I always say I am not a podcast pusher. Not everyone has to have one, but it is a tool of marketing and visibility that you have to be tapping into in some way, whether it's as a guest or a sponsor, or having your own show. So now I really help women figure out what is right for them and then help them make that happen.
What a perfect thing where you were talking about pivoting anyhow, and then you pivoted and everybody was pivoting. Right. So I think your timing and entry into this world was just absolutely perfect for yourself. So what do you find that is the thing that holds women back from possibly starting a podcast?
I think it's a couple things. I think one, it is they think no one cares what I have to say. No one's going to want to listen to me. But it's also kind of like the overwhelming of how to choose what it's about and what to call it and what your niche is. There's a lot of decisions we have to make before we launch. And I've seen a lot of women get stuck in the decision making and not just going forward. I often say, let's figure out what works best and just do it. I'd rather people start messy and learn as they go than to stay in the process of creating it for years and never get launched.
Well, and you know, messy is great, I think. I think their perfection is overrated and just not worth it. And people like real. I mean, that's why I love having conversations with you and with my other guests, because it's real time. You know, we have setters, we have stops. It doesn't really matter. It's all about what we're talking about and if it's of interest. And I agree. I think every woman has an interesting voice. Every woman has an interesting story to hear. And that's what it's all about.
And I also think that, you know, it's really easy for us to talk ourselves out of things. You know, we get in our own head and convince ourselves. But it's also, you know, something like podcasting, you also have to try it to see if you like it. Because I don't want people to invest time and money in something they don't even enjoy doing. I love interviewing. I love being interviewed. I love just the process. Do I love the emails and the editing and all of that? Not as much, but I get filled by this part of it. And so a lot of times with women, I always start with, have you been guesting? Have you tried it? Because I don't want you to jump full into a podcast if you've never even guessed it before. You need to feel what it feels like to do that whole process.
Yeah. Step one, be a guest. Yes. I love that. It's so very true, because you have to get used to being on camera, or at least having good audio, and get used to having a discourse, so to speak, that's live, right? Live. A lot. I think, don't you think a lot of people get a little bit concerned about live, and what if I on screw up?
Yep. Definitely. I think the live streaming is scarier for people. But in this world of AI, I tell everyone, you want the ums and ahs and pauses, because that tells people right away you're a real person.
Yeah, I'm not a talking head. No. Right. So what have you, so step one is guest, so that you know. What would be step two for someone who's interested in exploring whether they want to have a podcast?
Yeah, the first thing I would ask them at that point is why? Why do you want a podcast? What do you want it to do for you? Because I see a lot of people start just to get started, but they're not clearly saying, I want to have a podcast to grow my community, grow my email list, do XYZ, and also a strategy behind how to actually do that. And so I don't want people to start something without a strategy. I've done it myself, where I just kind of started to see what it was about. But you want to be clear, because podcasting is an investment in your time and some money. It doesn't have to be super expensive, but it's still an investment. And I want people to do it so that they can keep doing it and be consistent. Because as you know, it's a long game. It's not a quick fix. So yeah. I definitely want people clear on what their motivation is, what the purpose is, and how they would be able to say if they're being successful or not.
Oh, yeah. How are you going to say if you're successful? Like, what is the litmus? And that's super important, because it is a long, long game. Yep. You know, I'm into, I think, episode 140 or something. It's a long game play, but it has to be fun too. Yes. Otherwise, why do it? You know?
Yeah. And you know, when I first got into podcasting and I took a course, everybody said, well, your business is career coaching, so you should have a career coaching podcast. It never went off the ground because I wasn't excited. I wasn't passionate about talking about resumes and cover letters. So instead, yeah, I kind of put that to the side and said, let's talk about pets, which has always been a passion of mine, and see how it goes. And then as I'm talking about something I love and enjoy, I'm learning the mechanics that helped me when I started my podcast for my business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And what type of what was your very first? Were you talking about your pet? And do you have a dog or a cat? Or how? What was your first episode like?
My first episode was me talking to a friend of mine who we grew up together, and we talked about our childhood pets, and we talked about our current pets, and you know, just talking about experiences I had and how my pets helped me through them. But I very quickly just got reached out to, like, let me tell you, anybody with a pet, they could talk about their pet for hours, and I found that out very quickly.
Too many hours.
Yes. But I really, yeah, I really love that podcast has existed for over 4 years. And even though it's not my top priority anymore, I learned so much from the people I got to interview. I got to interview a lot of people who work or volunteer in rescue and shelters. So for me, it turned into kind of a platform for me to help advocate for animals, which is something I can't do every day in my life, but it allowed me to help other people kind of share their story and get more support.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, it's funny how things evolve like that. Yes. So your podcast now is, what's it called and what's it cover?
So my current podcast is Podcast Your Story, and it is all about amplifying women's voices in podcasting. We as women are still the minority as both hosts and guests, because male hosted shows tend to have more male guests on them. So my purpose is really sharing my journey, my tips, my strategies, so that women can be guests, can be strategic guests, can start their own show. And then I also interview other women podcasters about their journey, why they started, how it's changed their life, their business, because I also want women to see that you can do it however you want to. We all do it differently. That's what's great about podcasting. And so I really try to provide value, but also inspiration from other women in the world of podcasting.
I love that. I think we are underserved. And I try to have, you know, I do have an occasional male on my podcast, but generally it's designed for women entrepreneurs, you know, to let them know that we're not an island. There is more of us out here doing stuff and struggling. Speaking of which, if you had a downside or some type of dark night of the soul with your new venture after post-COVID and you were launched, what happened? What happened with what was your hardship and how did you overcome it?
Well, I think like anyone starting a business, you aren't really sure what to expect. But when you see people on social and they're doing so well, you're like, why is that not happening for me? Because we don't see the years and long hours of work that got them to where they are. And so I think for me, it was kind of creating something, but not always getting a response back or having people sign up. And so it's been a process of me learning that it's not failure. It's just trying and learning and modifying. And so even though I could do and enjoyed somewhat doing the career coaching, it wasn't something that lit me up. And it wasn't until I kind of dived fully into podcasting and really there's so much to learn that I can learn for my clients and help them get to these points in their journey faster. And, you know, I've always loved being a student and I love being a teacher. So I get to still use a lot of the same skills I used to, but I've really had to kind of focus on where can I really help people versus where I think I can.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't it fun that we get to actually learn so that we can teach more?
Yep.
And what better job of being someone who facilitates clients' growth than to grow ourselves all along the journey? That's what I love. I learn so much from my clients and I learn so much learning for my clients so that I can teach them. Yep. It's very, very rewarding. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
And I do think that, you know, it's also rewarding when you see someone start off in a certain point and then they get to like that transformation. I've had a couple clients launch their podcasts in the last couple months. And it's just like, I love that seeing them have fun with it and being energized by it, you know? So it's such a payoff for us as coaches to get to, you know, be a part of that process.
Yeah, for sure. I am with you on that. If you had could look back and look past your, back at your life and look at yourself as 18, you're getting ready to go into college, what advice would you give yourself at that point? Or now that you know what you know, I should say.
Well, I would definitely tell myself to have more fun. Don't be in such a hurry to grow up. I think we all, felt that. And really just enjoy it and try things, try new things, and don't see it as failure if it doesn't work out because it's all about learning. And, for me, I spent a lot of time in the education world and I loved it, but I also have found other things I love just as much now outside of that world. And so, I thought I'd probably be in that world my whole life and that would be my entire career, but things change and I love getting to work from home and make my own schedule and, interact with people all over the world. So I would definitely tell myself to take life a little less seriously, have more fun, enjoy your time in college. But also, I think what we're seeing a lot of now with younger generations is we're not having the same career forever. So find what you
Right.
love now, and it could change later, and that's okay.
Yeah, give yourself permission to change. I mean, change happens anyhow, so you might as well go with the flow and change how you want to change. So speaking of that, you have a lot of, as entrepreneurs, we have a lot of balls in the air, right? How do you, what's your favorite organizing hack? What do you do to keep your focus and keep moving down the road to successful podcasting and coaching?
Well, one thing is I love spreadsheets. I have spreadsheets for everything. I keep track of people I meet and networking, my workshops I host and who comes and how I follow up, as well as with my guesting, like where am I guesting, when are the episodes out. So I love that. But I also love kind of blocking time off on my schedule. I found that if we don't, our schedules fill up with all the other things, with networking and events and recordings. But you have to make time for the reach outs, the applying to be a speaker, applying to be a guest, and all of those things. So for me, I'm a visual person, so I love a color coding where I kind of block times off on my calendar with different colors, so then I know what I'm each chunk of time is for, because there's always something that needs to be done, but there are certain things we have to do for ourselves and for our business every week, every month, and so that's one of the ways that I keep myself organized.
Yeah, I love that. Spreadsheets and color coding calendars. Yeah, color coding is great. Spreadsheets, I've never been a spreadsheet girl, though, I have to admit. It just does not float my boat.
And that's okay. There are
Yeah,
other
you
tools, like you
have.
said, Trello, and there's a lot, a lot of different ways you can do it. I've just stuck with what I know, but I
Yeah.
always l love learning things where I can, plan things out farther and schedule posts and emails. It makes it so much easier.
So much easier and keeping track of what you did when and when you're going to
Yes.
do stuff then, which leads me to friction. So I've been talking a lot about the friction tax that we pay that we don't know. It silently causes us friction and we lose money over it. If you had to describe any type of friction in your business that that you'd like to eliminate, what would it be?
I definitely feel the friction right now is in like the balance of how much I work and how much I give myself a break. I think that is the downside of working from home and running your own business. I could easily work 7 days a week, and I have at certain points, but I've also seen myself burn out and not enjoy things as much because I'm working too much. So for me, the friction has been finding the balance of it's okay at a certain point in the day to shut the laptop and shut the door of the office and go do other things. There's always going to be something else to do, but I have to have the balance. I have to have the time away, the time to read for fun or whatever it may be. And then that makes me more energized when I come back to it.
Absolutely. That's very well said. And it's true. Working from home, we have to be able to shut that laptop and walk away. If we shut the laptop and take it with us, it doesn't really count.
No.
That does not count because now a laptop's going to come back open again. So I think we all fall into that trap. But it's good to I agree. The balance thing is a huge friction for I think all every entrepreneur, especially those of us who work from home.
Yes, definitely. That has definitely been the hardest part for me is that balance. I mean, I always had jobs where I sometimes had to work outside of the hours of the office, but I think that especially when we're an entrepreneur and podcaster, we're always thinking of new ideas, notes, and that's fine. I can stop and write notes on my phone, but that doesn't mean I go back into full work mode.
Exactly. Don't get trapped in the phone. Is there anything, as we wind down, is there anything that you wanted to talk about or that we haven't touched upon?
I would just say, people who are out there who've been thinking about a podcast or even guesting, that I just want to push you because if you've been thinking about it, there's a reason. There's a reason that you're thinking, maybe I should do that. And the only way to know is to try it. And going back to what I said earlier is if you haven't guessed it, just do it, but do it for fun. That first podcast I ever guested on was a movie podcast. And I got to talk to this guy in the UK for an hour about our favorite movies. And we love some of the same things. It was super fun. And I was like, oh, that's what podcasting is. I could do this. So, try not to be so serious about it. Even if you're doing it for your business, doesn't mean you can't do some for fun just to see if you enjoy the process. And if you're feeling a call to do it, there's a reason. You have something to share that other people need to hear.
I think we all do. We all have something to share that other people need to hear. And that's the thing, find your voice. And even if it's not through podcasting, you can find it so many other ways. But I
Absolutely.
love the fact that you're a podcast mentor. And I know that you have something that you're going to offer the audience here and the listeners. How do they, what are you going to offer?
Yeah, you can check out my website, juliemartypearson.com. And every month I offer free workshops on a variety of topics from launching a podcast to being an awesome guest. And I also have a community that you can join where I offer extra support, group coaching, strategy sessions, and deep dive workshops on all aspects of podcasting. So you guys don't have to learn it all. I will give you the highlights.
Love it. Love it. And I will have the links down below in the show notes for sure. So for any of you who are aspiring to launch a podcast or just want to get your message out, go ahead and guest on podcasts and have fun with it. I'm in total agreement with you on that, Julie. So I really appreciate your time. It's a pleasure to know you. I wish you huge success. And all of you who are thinking about it, check it out. Try to be a guest at some point and see what you think.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You guys have a nice day. And until next week, guys, I'll see you then. Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.